Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louise's Show on the second day of our new year of 2024. We welcome you. And before I forget, please pass this important information over to family members and friends to tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to 1:15 for information about domestic violence and how to deal with it. Today, we are going to share with you, hopefully more than once, how you may reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline. We're also going to give you information that we'd like you to write down so that you may share with others. Once again, we welcome you. Today, we wanted to talk about what to look for if you think someone that you know is in an abusive relationship. Also, so you do not know what is going on, but you think something is wrong, perhaps with yourself or someone else. Oh, I know someone that I think is in an abusive relationship. Also, I want you to know that you may tap the icon up top to follow this broadcast so that you may be alerted of future broadcasts. And the broadcasts are live. First, let me give you the National Domestic Violence Hotline information. The first number to call is 800-799-7233, 800-799-7233. You may also text the word START to 88788. That number is 88788, and the word is START. Text that word to the number. Then you may also chat online at thehotline.org. That's thehotline.org. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by any of the means I have just provided to you. And as always, your safety is always first with them. They take your information to be very confidential, and they share it with no one else. Just if you need someone to talk to, or just if you need someone that you need to leave messages to, you may go ahead and call. Okay, I'll contact them by whatever means you're able to contact them. So at this time, we are going to go ahead and go into the show. First, we want you to know that healing from trauma, no matter what the abuse is, can last for a few months or even a few decades. It is not an overnight process to overcome domestic violence, whether it's physical, verbal, emotional, or psychological. It takes time to overcome that. And what you want to do if you suspect that someone that you know is in an abusive relationship, what you want to do is ask them if something is wrong. Don't pressure the person. Just ask them. If you've noticed a change in the person, I mean a real change in someone that you know, just ask them what's wrong. Express your concern that you're only asking because you are concerned that you have noticed a change in them. And then whatever they have to say to you, just listen to them and validate what they're saying. Don't refute what they're saying. Just listen to them and validate what they're saying. And you may also offer them help, which is to listen to them. They can contact you at any time if they would want you to accompany them someplace to get counseling, or if they want you to help them to find resources, offer your help. And whatever their decision is, support their decision because it is their decision and not yours. What you do not want to do, especially if you think something is wrong, don't wait for the person to come to you because the person could be struggling and think it's them and that it's nothing, or maybe it's a figment of their imagination. While reading that, I think about, you know, when my sister came to me in 1994 and she spoke to me. So I am thankful that she came to me, although I realized 4 years later, you know, that something was wrong. But then I also knew something was wrong, I think, prior to her coming. I just didn't know what it is. I only say that because I went to a new job in 1994, and it's in previous recordings. I started talking to someone because I just didn't know what was going on. And no, the person did nothing but listen, which was good. Don't blame or judge the person for whatever they're going to tell you. Don't blame them and don't judge them. And do not pressure the person to act on whatever they are telling you. That is for them to decide, not you. And do not give the person advice. Place conditions on your support. You know, how far you're willing to go with your support. Also, if you have noticed that someone that you know has changed, and by what I mean by change is that they're just acting very, very different. They express feelings of self-hate and low self-esteem and the fearing of people and relationships. And also if the person is binge eating, throwing up or starving themselves from food, or if they're having panic attacks and trouble sleeping, those are signs to you that something is wrong with the person that you know. Okay? Because, as I often say, an abused person does not walk around with a sign on their back saying that, abuse me, here I am. Again, I'm going to give you the information to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. The number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may go online, thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. You may chat live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are open. You may text the word START to 88788. That is 88788. Once again, you may always go back into the series and listen to any message that we've already given. And it may be a good idea probably just to start from the beginning if you haven't done that yet. So you can see the progression of the steps that people go through while being in an abusive relationship. Okay? So we also want to share with you that the individual's self-esteem and importance. What you need to know is that insults can chip away at one's self-esteem, sense of worth, and self-concept. The insult, the verbal abuse, the insulting words that make you feel like you're less than human, words that criticize you, doubt what you're saying, they all impact how a person feels about him or herself. And an abuser does not care who they abuse because they're looking for power and control. And also, there are no person, no individual that is immune from being abused, whether it's physically, psychologically, emotionally, or verbally, whether it's being sexually abused, whether it's a child being abused, whether it's an elderly person being abused, whether it's your boss taking advantage of you. No one is immune from it. And what is important is a person's self-esteem. It is what is really damaged within the context of the self-concept. And the self-esteem is confidence in one's own worth, abilities, and self-respect. And once this is damaged, any one of them, it takes a while for a person to bounce back. And what you have to do is fight against the negative thoughts that come in your mind that you've heard over and over again from the abuser. It's called automatic, and you have to turn them around into positive thoughts. All of this is an information we've already shared, and we welcome you to go back and listen to them. We also want to say that a key to rebuilding self-concept is just what we just said, is to rid self of the negative thought pattern, what you have accumulated about yourself, whether it's been psychologically, while you've been emotionally abused, verbally abused, whatever way you've been abused, it has affected your self-concept, and it has to be rebuilt. After a while, from being in an abusive relationship, you have accepted the negative things that have been said about you, and you see yourself in that negative way. In this new year of 2024, we're trying to help you to come out of feeling negative about yourself, about feeling depressed, about feeling sad, about having anxiety attacks, panic attacks, about wanting to turn to drugs. That's what this show is for. It is to help you to look at yourself in a more positive light. Healing begins by changing the negative thought, by challenging the negative self-talk and doing away with the negative voices, the voices that you hear talking to you, telling you you can't do this, you can't do this, can't do this, you can't do that, you're this, you're that. You have to continually combat that. And even once you've conquered it, as soon as it begins to cross across your mind, you have to say, no, that's not me. I am, and you make it positive. So self-esteem has a big impact on how we see and view ourselves. And also, what we want to say is there are many factors that have influenced our personality and the person that we have become. This has already been shared also in previous messages. Your personal experience influences how you react to things, your social environment, how you were raised, the peers that you had, the teachers that you had, and also your family influence, what happened in your home. All of this is a part of you. And each and every person has to figure out for themselves how are they going to walk their path of life. If negative things happened in your family while you were growing up in your nuclear environment, how do you get past that? Do you allow that to have you become a negative person, or do you take all that information and turn it around to be positive so that you may help others? Building a self-positive concept is very important. Do not see yourself as a failure, but as an opportunity to learn and grow from your past experiences. Use your achievements to reinforce the image of yourself. We probably have, I think, 60 seconds left. Set achievable yet challenging goals for yourself. Surround yourself with positive people. Positivity is contagious. Do not see yourself as a failure. We all have different talents. Try to recognize your own expertise, your talents, and go in that direction. Work on your own personal strengths in your particular area. We hope that this series today has helped you to be able to grow into a more positive person, to begin to throw away the negative thoughts, and see yourself as a very positive person. We thank you very much for tuning in and listening with us on today. We want you to invite you back to come on next Tuesday, 1 p.m. until 1:15. We thank you very much for joining, and please continue to follow the show. May God continue to bless you very much. Have a good day, and pass the word on to someone that you love. Give them positive affirmations and information about themselves. Have a great day.